Now, more of us are in our gardens if we're lucky enough to have them. We're growing things, tending and enjoying the outdoors. New figures from Bord Bia show that there's been a 50% rise in spending on our gardens in the 2 years to 2020. Last year, we spent €1.2 billion on gardening. Well, our reporter Elise Sheehy has been speaking to people at the Cope House allotments in Drogheda.
Landscaper Derek Hackett has had an allotment in Cope for a number of years, but last year, during the first lockdown, he invested in a polytunnel, a new project which is keeping him on his toes.
This is the polytunnel. I'll just show you inside here. So if you want to have a look inside there. This one I started last year. It was April, lockdown. I live in the apartment block across the way, so this became a lifeline for me to actually get out and about. Not to have this would have been very hard, really, really difficult. It's gotten me through both lockdowns now at this stage. For me, it's more about the ornamentals. So you'll see narcissus in here, tulips. I've got crinodoxia, all these bulbs for seasonal planting. I'm a landscaper myself, so this actually works out nicely that you can grow on your seasonal bulbs and be able to plant them out when you want, rather than having to wait until the season arrives to actually be going back to doing jobs. So everybody's been looking to get their gardening done. You could definitely see it down here on the allotment, the amount of people actually out.
So I'm just raking here at the moment, and we're getting the beds. There are a couple of raised beds here ready for when we have some seeds that will be a little bit bigger in the next kind of 6 weeks or so that we can get into the ground.
In a nearby plot, Linda Blake is making the best out of the dry weather. After spending a lot of time in her garden last year, she decided to rent a plot at the local allotment in Cope in January. A new pastime and a welcome change of scene for Linda, her husband and their two children.
We've grown some stuff at home in the garden over the last few years, and we kind of decided, particularly after last summer when we couldn't go anywhere and we spent so much more time in the garden than outside, that maybe if we had a bigger space we could grow more and just have somewhere to go that is close to home, because with the uncertainty of everything we didn't know how much things would actually change, especially with having the two small children and the fact that it is within 5k of our house, which we are really lucky to have something like this here. Even on a Sunday morning, come down and you can potter around and do a bit and have your morning coffee here. So far this year we've mostly bought some soil for the ground just to top up the beds. We've used slabs from home to put in a few stepping stones and some seeds.
You'll be taking your first dailies in June.
Okay, grand.
Probably through to July, August. Perfect. And then winter cabbages will go into it, you know.
For Christmas.
Yeah, but you're going to have the sage, the mint, garlic chives, the coriander and cress.
Where are we putting the salads then that we're going to use?
We're using the first three rows for those.
Father and daughter, Michael and Denise Walsh, are gearing up for a busy summer. Michael, who has recently retired, is helping Denise grow produce that she hopes to use in her three local cafes, a new venture they are really enjoying.
I own cafes called Relish and Mint Green in the Drogheda area, and we have a family allotment here where we took up last year during lockdown, and when the cafes were closed, it was something that I always aspired to do. So now we're hoping this year to be able to supply salads, vegetables, soup mixes, that kind of thing that we'd be able to use in the cafes. My dad retired last year, and it was an idea that we came up with, and we actually had to wait for an allotment. There wasn't any available.
It means that I'm busier now than I ever was when I was working. It's wonderful. I'm very lucky in the sense that I don't live too far away from here. 5 minute walk, and has me down here. When the golf courses are open, it's a toss up between here and the golf course. Yeah, it's fun. It's really good fun.
That sounds great, and good luck to them. Sounds tasty as well. Michael and Denise Walsh, ending that report by Elise Sheehy. It's 4 minutes to 9.